Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news. I want to talk about now world news, and I want to get into something that's really cool. It's actually kind of goes along with what I just got done saying, what I just got done talking about in terms of allowing yourself to be successful. But I want to talk about world news along those lines of allowing ourselves to be successful. I want to talk about the best possible outcome for humanity. Because everybody's talking, people are going insane around the world about everything that's terrible and divisive, and I understand, because it's very real in many ways. I mean, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of crazy things, but I'm going to present a case right now for the best possible outcome. I don't think we talk about that enough, and it has nothing to do with political parties or anything else. Here's the best possible outcome. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the good that can happen. The best possible outcome is that the military-industrial complex and people controlling most of the wealth, that we love them enough to show them that there are other alternatives as opposed to control. Because really, money is control. If we had free energy, which I'm sure we do have, that Nikola Tesla was working on, free energy, and we have more advanced replicators, like 3D printers, but better, and I'm pretty sure we have those too, that, and they could be being hidden. There's no need for money other than to trade. There's no need for poverty. It's all about control, and we're probably part of an experiment for something maybe off-world. And, you know, we can just say thank you, but you know, we're ready to go beyond that. And we appreciate the tough things that have been thrown at us here to make us basically understand that we can love those things in order to harmonize them. Love the things we think we should hate. It's as easy as that. And so I think that the people, we have to show them there's a better way by loving them, not by hating them and protesting and creating the same cycle of nonsense, which is feeding right into that. So whether it's Trump or Obama or whoever you think you need to hate, I don't know about all that. Here's the best case scenario. The military-industrial complex realizes, and everybody that's really in charge and making a lot of money, that it's all a fabrication. We're basically, you might as well punch yourself in the arm. It's like the same thing. All this military action and big money and all this fear, it's just energy for other beings that are probably feeding off the fear, because we're not that big of a planet. We're one planet of trillions and trillions and trillions of planets. NASA has announced they've found planets like Earth all over the place now. And we're very small. I hate to burst everybody's bubble, but it's just the truth. So the best case scenario is that we find other ways other than we move off this control-based money system. And it's not going to be easy. People aren't just going to give up control. You're going to have to really have some serious talks, and we're going to try to get those talks together with our company. And, you know, I think in the short term, moving the monetary sort of thing towards space in a positive way, as opposed to blowing up countries, and I think probably just continuing to love people that we think we should hate. That might be controlling the military or the government or whoever else. In the media, there's big money and fear. Loving the beings that might be influencing these people. We have to continue to love them. There might be other beings out there feeding on this fear and telling, you know, influencing people to grow this fear and continue this cycle. And we can love them too and decide, hey, That's good, but we're going to go in a different direction now. In the direction we're going to go in, if I could present a world to you, imagine free energy. There's no poverty. You can create anything you want with a replicator. And it's just like we talked about in the last segment. What are you going to do then? You're going to do what you love. It's going to be crazy. You don't have to worry about working necessarily. You can actually work on what you love. You can travel wherever you want to travel. The only way that this is going to be possible is when we realize that, again, if we kill one, we kill all. We kill all. So we don't want to do that. It doesn't make any sense. And we got to be really honest. It has to do with animals. Every ant is important. And I ate a lot of meat in my day. I'm vegan now for 4 years. But I never judge anybody because I killed more or less a ton of animals, hundreds or thousands, unfortunately. And I don't judge anybody for not being vegan because I wasn't either. But let's just think about this. No poverty, technology to cure all diseases, which already probably exists. In my opinion, people should definitely be looking at Dr. Royal Rife and the Rife machine, R-I-F-E, and a lot of other things. And there's just so much beauty in those things. Think about how life would be different. Think about it. People want love, you know. You've got to touch those things that are being hidden right now. It's not going to happen without us really getting serious about dealing with the people who really control the world in a loving way and really talking about getting people to talk about the truth. And as much as the sort of the Democrats and people that are talking about this love and everything are talking about, you know, Republicans are bad and Trump is bad, they're not getting to the bottom of anything. They're not getting to the bottom of who's controlling the media and the banks and everything else. Nobody's talking about that. And the wars and the military-industrial complex and the healthcare system and all the debt and who's controlling us with the debt. We're being controlled with the debt. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. All of our schools are being controlled. If you want to control a population, you just control the people at the top. Harvard, everybody. They're being controlled. Not every single person in every single category, but most are being spoon-fed what you think you need to know. And it's very obvious. It's very obvious. And more people understand that. So the best case scenario is to really get to the bottom of this and then love those people that might have been hiding it and ask them and forgive them. And say, hey, you know, we want you to see that, hey, there's another way. We want to forgive you. We want to forgive you. We want to love you. And we know they're probably doing it what they think is in their best interest. And that's the only way this is really going to happen. It's not socialism and everything isn't going to magic. We're not going to wake up one day and everybody just releases control of the monetary system. First, we're going to have to get to the bottom of it and see the truth. And that means Republicans and Democrats. And Democrats are going to have to get real honest and say, hey, there's some deeply entrenched things going on. That's why you have Julian Assange for WikiLeaks, who said he was a liberal, helping people like Trump more or less with certain WikiLeaks. Because he knows what I'm talking about is true. And that's why that's happening. So it's okay, but we need to get to the bottom of this and love these people. And you know what? When you really get to the bottom of this, you're going to go off world. You're going to go into areas where this gets crazy. You're going to go off into random religions that maybe the elite have. You're going to find out all kinds of things that could be true, maybe not, but maybe parts of it are. And whatever you find, listen, we have to forgive it. But the best case scenario for the world is to find free energy, to get free energy to become public, to understand that the military is going to want to make money. They're built to make money, and it's controlling the world. It's the biggest industry in the world. And they're going to convince us that certain aliens are bad, that we need to, and it's just, that's their nature. That's their business. We just have to say that, yeah, but if we have free energy, we don't need this control over money in it, and it's not going to make you more powerful. Because this world and this life is not your only, this is not the only thing going on for that person. This is just one portion of who you really are. And there's science backing that up now. So you're just playing yourself. When you think that you need this control and this money, it's not real. It's not real. You're not really here to do that. You're not here just to make money and die. I still have to pay my bills too, and this is a big transition. But the control is false. You don't control anything. It's just one planet. It's an experiment, probably. So we have to start to have these conversations, and we're going to set up events to do that at Love. But I think that when we get into our real passion and kind of move past this and start to create in our head the best possible scenario, where we send people, you know, instead of to prison, we send them to Love Rehab and we love them more, not beat them down and put them away and make them... that criminal system just repeats itself. That's not doing anything. People need more love. People that have been angry like myself, I haven't been to prison, but I've felt as angry as anybody has. They need more love, not less. We need to dig into that, not push it away and keep hurting ourselves. So I hope this helped. I think there's a lot more I could say on this. We could do movies on this. We could, there's a lot that's possible. It all matters. The only thing that matters is if you share these links and if you like it, email me, believe@believe.love, and comment on our YouTube, youtube.com/believeloves you. Get involved with BelieveiTunes.com or BelieveAndroid.com and subscribe to our podcast. It boosts our rankings. Influence your friends to listen and to ask what they think. It's not just about one guy talking like me. This is a discussion we need to have. And I want you to believe in yourself. You can do it. Wherever you are, you can do it. It's an honor that we've spoken and that you've been able to listen. And I value your voice, and you have more power than you can even imagine. You know, scientists call junk DNA, because they just don't know what it is. Everything is within yourself, all the answers. And you look at the work of Nassim Harriman, the physicist. The entire universe, all information in the universe is within one photon. What does he say, proton or photon? Well, the thing I think that's within like the atom, right? Really small thing. And I think there's hundreds of millions of those in your body. The whole information of the entire universe is in one of those. And it's a fractalized universe where it goes within itself. And he's proven this with equations that Einstein hasn't proven. In mainstream physics, Nassim Harriman. So everything is within you and within me too. And you've helped me believe in myself just by doing this episode. So it's an honor to speak to you. We're going to continue to get better and better. I'm going to lead as much as I can in a phenomenal way, actually. I'm going to believe in my leadership even more because I am a great leader. I am a great leader because I can look at myself and know I have to improve so much, but I am a great leader. And I can do it, and we can make this even better than we possibly could imagine with your help, by whoever you share this with. And I will serve you, and I will do everything I can to make this happen and to try to harmonize the world and invite and bring light to the darkness, invite people in, and try to bring everybody together. So thank you so much. Go to believe.love and comment and share the links on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want. And it's an honor to speak with you. Have a great day or night wherever you are.